I'm Andrew Grebel here with Dustin Fox, and we're here at the Senior Bowl for day one of what's going to be a really busy week down here in Mobile, Alabama. The Cleveland Browns are coaching the South team, so we're here in full force. And Dustin, clearly a big news today involved the Browns. It involved Jamie Collins, and just kind of the reaction that's had over.
Yeah, I think it's a great signing. Obviously, you know, we're talking about a guy who was a Pro Bowl player a couple seasons ago for New England, and you're talking about a defense that it needs playmakers. It needs to have some talent. And so when you made the trade to go out and get him, you gave up a third-round pick. The whole question was, it's kind of a rental. You want to see what this guy can do. And obviously he did enough this year. And I think he's only going to get better, guys, as we watch him develop. Greg Williams is an awesome defensive coordinator. And you got to give this guy playmakers for his defense. And I think to start off the rip, having a guy like Jamie Collins in the fold, I think it's big.
I think the key thing here is to look back at the trade and see what that did with the Browns now, getting them in the driver's seat to make a deal like this. I mean, you let Jamie Collins get to free agency with the Patriots, you're not in a great position to sign him. Now you get him on your team, get him in your culture, get him in your building, then you have this window that the Browns use to negotiate and get a deal that both sides like.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, too. I mean, you talk about a guy who won a Super Bowl, was on a great team, and he was mid-season, comes over to a Browns team that didn't have any wins, and you know, they go 1-15 this year. And for him to continue to want to stay and be a part of this, a team that didn't have a lot of success, I think it speaks to the culture and what he saw, the vision in what Hugh Jackson and the staff really kind of, and obviously there's $26 million will do that too, but I mean to see the vision and want to be a part of that, and having Greg Williams in the fold now too, I'm sure really helps.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued on how the Browns are going to use him now going forward. Yeah. I mean, is he going to be more of a pass rusher? Is he going to be an inside linebacker? How do you pair him with Christian Kirksey? And, you know, a lot of speculation about guys like Miles Garrett, Jonathan Allen, how these guys would potentially fit in a Browns defense with these guys there. You now know that Collins and Kirksey are kind of there in the center of that range.
Well, the good thing you have when you're talking about this defense with Greg Williams is he said in his opening press conference he's going to use variety of packages. It's not a 4-3. It's not a 3-4. He said, you know, we'll run a 5-1. Like, he'll do whatever it takes. And now that he has a playmaker in Jamie Collins, he'll just, I mean, I would imagine he'll find the best fit for him. And that's what defensive coordinators love. I mean, when you have a guy who's extremely talented like he is, you find a way to make him fit. And now he can continue to go out and, you know, they're going to add, I assume, a lot of guys here in the draft, 14 draft picks. And, boy, it's a draft heavy, it's a defense heavy draft, I should say, and there's a ton of guys here in Mobile, and certainly not just the guys here, but when you look at all the guys in the combine coming up and in the draft, it's going to be a lot of premier defensive talent.
Now, Collins definitely a part of Brown's present and future. Mm-hmm. The players here, a lot of these guys could be a part of the Browns' future. I'm just wondering from your perspective and just hearing what you've heard around here, how deep is this talent pool that is here right now for the senior?
Look, I rely on a lot of the analysts, the draft guys that do this for a living. You know, we kind of parachute in for the week and act like we know exactly what we're talking about. But let's face it, we rely on the Mike Mayocks and the Daniel Jeremiahs and Dane Brugler's of the world and Mel Kiper's to kind of give us a little bit of a cheat sheet when we come into these things. And I think Dane Brugler, I saw this morning, has, I think, nine top 50 prospects here in Mobile. And for just talking about him specifically, and you go back over the last couple of years, the talent that had been in Mobile, I mean, four first-round draft picks last year, I think six the year before that, and, you know, every year you're getting a handful of guys, six guys to 10 guys that could be drafted in the first round, and then, of course, second, third round as well. It's a lot of talent here in Mobile. What are you most excited to see about? Because there's not a lot of quarterbacks here that are going to garner a lot of interest from a standpoint of the Browns with the first or 12th pick. But there's a lot of other positions, too.
Yeah, I guess the one that kind of stands out to me with the Browns especially is the tight end position, because that might be, on their team, the one that they'll be coaching the most loaded with potential first and second round picks. And, you know, the Browns have Gary Barnes, they have Seth DeVell, but that's an area that they could add an even another playmaker to. And you look at, they have O.J. Howard and Evan Engram from Ole Miss, two guys who really kind of fit in that kind of Jordan Reed mold of a tight end, a wide receiver with the tight end build that can really make big plays down the field. And I think that's kind of an interesting playmaker you can see with Hugh Jackson, how they can scheme something up in a couple days with them on the field. And I'll just be interested to see what's going to happen with the Browns coaching staff on the field working with these players, especially now that Pep Hamilton is no longer here, how they kind of arrange that on the coaching staff, see Hugh Jackson work with these quarterbacks. I mean, not a lot of big names, But a local guy in Antonio Pippen, yeah, that could be exciting for him to watch.
No question. We got Coach Tabor in attendance. Coach, you got some players here? You got some players? No, there are. You know, Artavis Scott's a guy from Clemson who's a wide receiver, but when you look at how many you drafted last year, he's probably not a guy that, you know, the Browns may look after. Donnell Pumphrey, the running back from San Diego State, here is here as well. I can't wait to talk to some of these guys. You know, Ben Bulware, the linebacker from Clemson, oh, yeah, who was maybe getting a little bit too touchy-feely with some of the Buckeyes players. So there's a lot of guys here. I'll be curious to see, too. You know, the Davis-Webb kid is interesting. Cal connection with Hugh Jackson. Yeah. You know, he is a guy who was, I believe, a transfer from, was he at Texas Tech, I believe, and then transferred over to Cal and had a pretty good senior season for them there. So, listen, I can't wait to watch some football tomorrow. I know both of us are going to go to the South practice early tomorrow afternoon and get a chance to see what the Browns have in store for us.
And on top of the prospects watching them practice, we'll get to see the Greg Williams kind of coaching staff experience for the first time. And, you know, they'll be meeting with players tonight. They're all kind of filing in, getting to know each other, and then it's going to be off they go at that first practice. And really, that first practice, from what I've seen in the last few years, that has some high intensity, because I think a lot of guys out there maybe a little nervous trying to show off to the coaches, show off what they can do. And this was one a couple years ago where Danny Shelton really stood out. I think he brought it. Nate Orchard brought it a couple years ago as well. This is a bowl every year where the Browns seem to pick five or six players, sometimes in the first round, but more often in that second to fifth round range. And we'll just have to see going forward who really does stand out.
Yeah, remember last year, Dak Prescott was the MVP this game. Well, he's the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys now. And the Dallas Cowboys coached in this game last year. They didn't specifically coach him, but that's kind of an idea to give you guys what we're looking at here. I mean, the Browns have a unique experience, an opportunity, I should say, here to really get their hands on these players and find out how they fit. Because it's not like they're just going to go out there and watch them. Like, listen, every team's here, and they're going to be in the stands watching the practice tomorrow. But it's going to be different for the Browns because they actually get to give them the terminology that they're going to run, their offense, their defense, their special teams, and all that. And they can see how these guys can specifically fit. And you will see, and you'll probably hear these stories come out as time goes on, if the Browns end up drafting some of these guys. We fell in love with him in Mobile. He did all the right things. He really picked it up in 2 seconds. You know, he understood what we were doing. He competed in practice and all that stuff. So this is it's a big week for the Browns.
Now, I'll just ask you from a former player perspective, a situation like this, I don't know if you're ever in an environment like this, but how nerve-wracking is this kind of experience where you're a player, you're running into scouts all over the place? I mean, what is that? What can that be like for a college prospect?
Yeah, I played in the East-West Shrine game coming out, which is a step below the Senior Bowl, but still kind of a pretty big deal, and it's just like this. I mean, there are scouts and front office folk and coaches that are very prevalent in the hotel, and they get you, and they pull you aside, and they're pulling you each and every way, and it is stressful. It really is, and it's the first step, because remember, these guys who are participating in this game, some of them were just playing 2 weeks ago, some Clemson players, some Alabama players. The guys are just fresh off the bowl game, and so this is the first kind of taste you get of what the NFL is going to be like. And it is, for some guys, the pressure can be a little bit too much. And here's the good thing about it. There's so much time between now and the combine and the actual draft where it's okay. Like, if you don't perform great in this environment, and some guys just aren't necessarily used to it, you got time to continue to get better. So I always tell players, young guys, that if you have a chance to be invited to one of these All-Star games, whether it be, you know, the East-West, the NFLPA Bowl, or the Senior Bowl, and I think there's a couple other ones too, go do it. Go do it. Expose yourself to the coaches and the NFL for the first time and see where it goes.
Yeah, I will say, though, a good performance here can maybe take the pressure off. Maybe,
oh, yeah.
If you're not maybe a guy that stands out with measurables, if you're not the fastest guy in the 40, you're not going to bench press the most, you can really kind of get your foot forward. The first impression, the all-important first impression. And you can so well in interviews here that the team doesn't even have to use an interview on you at the combine because they're restricted.
In 15 minutes at the combine is all you get. And here, I mean, if you're the coach, if you're Hugh Jackson, you have all day to spend with these guys. I mean, you get to know them. You can talk about their families and their background. And it's not this, like, speed dating, which is the combine. And, I mean, they literally blow an air horn and you have to move from room to room. Not the case here. It's a much more laid-back environment for the players. And I wish I'd have gotten invited.
Well, yeah, we'll know more about these players going forward. It's going to be a really big day tomorrow. The South practices first, but we'll be back around tomorrow at this time to wrap up what should be an eventful day one.